Welcome back to the Our Story podcast, the College of Medicine Student Affairs' very own student-focused podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Katie Smith, Assistant Dean for Student Affairs. Today, we're back for another installment in the Behind the White Coat series with a focus on family medicine. We have Dr. Andrea Jones, who is an assistant professor in the Department of Family and Preventative Medicine. She also serves as the Family Medicine Clerkship Director. Welcome, Dr. Jones. We're excited to have you.
Hi. Yes, thank you so much. Thank you for letting me be here today.
Okay. Let's dive in. Give us a little background on your journey into medicine and how you got where you are today as far as being faculty in the College of Medicine.
So, initially, I had, you know, nobody in my family in the healthcare field. I was a military brat. My dad grew up on a farm, so summers I would spend helping with cows and pigs and things like that. So initially thought maybe veterinary medicine, became a lifeguard and thought this is pretty neat being around saving lives of people. And so that started that trajectory. With med school, I went to the OU College of Medicine and had a kiddo shortly before med school and absolutely adored his pediatrician. I wanted to be just like her, so I thought that's what I wanted to do. And as third year went on, I had my internal medicine rotation and absolutely loved the interactions that I had with the adult patients and realized I didn't want to see just kids. And as rotation by rotation goes on, I realized I liked everything. I loved psychiatry, I loved surgery, I loved OB, I loved dermatology, and I was like, okay. And realized with family medicine, I can do a little bit of everything. And have been very happy with that ever since. I went to OU for residency and then stayed on as faculty and have been very happy with that.
Awesome. That's amazing. Students always love to hear about how faculty figured out their life plan. Tell us what a day in the life of a family medicine physician looks like. Typical day, typical week, areas of patient care that might be different here in the academic setting?
Yeah, so a majority of doctors in family medicine in the community setting are primarily outpatient, you know, an 8-to-5 Monday through Friday or Monday through Thursday type of a schedule. But being family medicine in the academic setting, my days and weeks are very different from week to week. Some weeks I'm primarily outpatient and I see my continuity patients for the first half of the day and then supervise residents for their continuity clinic for that half of the day. And the next day I may be in my procedure clinic and then teach medical students in the afternoon. And so days like that are usually 8-to-5. But I also do inpatient medicine, and all of our faculty in family medicine take turns doing inpatient medicine, as well as being on call. And when I'm on our inpatient family medicine service, I take over our service at 5 p.m. on a Friday until 5 p.m. the following Friday. And for that service, we take care of any of our own patients from geriatrics down to babies, except for the babies that were just born on our newborn service, which that is the other service that I do inpatient on. Again, same scheduling, 5 p.m. Friday to 5 p.m. Friday. And on that service, we take care of our moms that we've seen for their prenatal care in our family medicine clinic, deliver them, and then we take care of the babies as well.
Awesome. Very busy, as I would presume. So you talked about just your love of all different, you know, clerkships and specialties. So give us some of the top reasons from your experience or from mentoring students that a student might choose to go into family medicine.
Sure. So whenever I did my rural rotation as a medical student, I was completely in awe of the preceptor that I was with. And she had been in practice for a very long time, but seeing generations of patients, and I thought that was amazing. I love the holistic approach with family medicine, getting to treat the patient as a whole, not just with them, but also by treating other family members. I get to know that particular patient even better. I know things about them that they don't even know that I know about them because I have those conversations with other family members. And I think it just helps me be a better physician as a whole in that way. And on the delivery side of that, getting to take care of the mom and the baby together, I think is such a huge bonus with that, and having those interactions and seeing how they're emotionally doing and being able to treat the mom and the baby together, I think has been really a huge, huge blessing for me.
Awesome. Two-part question for you for this next one. Tell us about some of the biggest challenges that you face or that the field of family medicine is facing, and then some of the things that you find most rewarding about a career in family medicine.
Yeah, so challenge-wise, I think, and this may be more practice-specific, but the complexity of our patients, I think, is probably the most consistent thing that you'll hear from each and every one of us. Most of our patients are very, very sick, you know, having problem lists a mile long with every comorbidity that you can think of and 20 medications, and then you throw mental illness in there and then their socioeconomic status in there, and it gets really tough and frustrating at times because you have the knowledge to treat them, but there's barrier after barrier that you face, and not always a whole lot that you can do. There's things that we can get creative with, but there's not always a whole lot that we can do to fix those situations. And so that's probably hands down the biggest challenge that we have.
Yeah. And I would assume, you know, when you have that continuity and that longevity, you know, you don't get to duck out. You know, you see that they're here 6 months later or a year later, and you're still dealing with those challenges. So regarding that, you know, I would think that that might lead to a little bit of feeling of burnout for anyone in family medicine that's, you know, doing that long-term care of a patient. Any ways that you, like, combat that or, you know, counteract that in your own personal practice or personal life?
Yeah, so I think whenever we do have those wins, really celebrating those wins that we do have with patients when we are able to find ways to get around those, and then applying those to others and then sharing that information with other people. That's one. But the other thing that I think just across the whole board of medicine is continuing that work-life balance and remembering to take care of ourselves as people. And it's very easy. We all, you know, that's why we went into medicine. We care about people and we want to take care of them. And that's all we can let ourselves just think about our patients all day, every day, even when we get home, and just be worrying about them. But I think trying to take some of that time to separate yourself and find other things to enjoy your time, and I tell that with my medical students as well, whenever they're doing just their preclinical years and studying, to make sure they take that time, because when you have that time, you've taken that, then you aren't experiencing that burnout, then you can be more efficient and do better with your studying and not get angry and just perform better overall.
Yeah. Tell us about what's on the horizon, anything in family medicine that's changing, new technology advances. What gets you excited about what you're seeing in the future for the family medicine primary care field?
Sure. So as we all know, all across the board, artificial intelligence is very much up and coming. I can't tell too much about what I'm working on right at the moment, but as with me being the clerkship director, I am working on incorporating AI into our curriculum. Mm-hmm. I think it's really important to have, because it's not going away, to have our students learn how to properly use it and learn more about it and how to incorporate it, because we are seeing them using AI to even write patient notes. It's very much up and coming and a very exciting thing that I I'm very, very much looking forward to.
Awesome. Very good. Well, future podcast alert when you have more information to share. For those students who are fairly certain or are certain that family medicine is a career for them, what would you tell them as far as seeking out experiences, extracurriculars? What are things that are really going to enhance that application or help them, you know, kind of integrate into that family medicine world for that transition to residency?
Sure. As every field is becoming more and more competitive for residency match, you know, family medicine included, I think it's important to, one, to remember, because a lot of schools are moving away or moving toward more of the pass-fail and quartiles, that they have to find other ways to stand apart. One, of course, being research, and so making sure that they reach out and get started early with that. Not that they need to feel pressured to very quickly produce something, but it does take a little bit of time, and it's a process to kind of get started. And most departments have a very, at least at our academic setting, have a very robust research department. So that's one thing that I think would be great. And even I have several MS1s working with me on research projects, and so I don't think it's really too early to get started. So that is one thing. The other things would be showing your face and in multiple ways. If there's particular departments, you know, so with family medicine, come show your face, come to our grand rounds, shake hands, let people get to know you. And that way you can also get to see if that environment is somewhere that you might want to work someday. And in other ways, with volunteering, you know, again, you're showing your face, but also it's a fun way, in addition to just a good cause, but a fun way to apply what you're learning in class. And, you know, you could get a letter out of that eventually. Shadowing also, again, something that's good to do. I think with family medicine, we love to see volunteering, and so that's kind of a kill two birds with one stone type thing. So you can get a bigger bang for your buck with that. But that way you can get good letters, get to know people, and really shine with them in the department that way.
Awesome. Okay, for students who maybe aren't interested in family medicine, don't know what they want to do, you know, give me your pitch for, well, you kind of did in the beginning with all your passion for what you do every day, but what would you say to students who are wondering if this is the right field for them, or maybe why they should check out family medicine and really put it on their list of a career to pursue?
Yeah, so I think family medicine is very unique in a way that we have so many opportunities after residency. A lot of people don't know all of those possibilities, and there's more than I could even list, but from our department alone, we've had several that go into fellowship and as a hospitalist. Sports, we have a very big presence on campus, sports medicine, ER fellowship, OB fellowship, even sleep medicine. We had one go to Stanford sleep, and so lots of opportunities with that. But we had a clerkship director, a couple before me, went to go work in Alaska for 6 months of the year. You can be a cruise ship doctor. You can be a resort doctor. You can work for Hobby Lobby. There's a big variety of things, and you can really tailor it to whatever you want it to be.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm not super helpful at Disney World, being a Disney World doctor. I'm not going to be invited. You are going to be much more equipped. So, yeah, that's great. So what I hear you saying is, you know, the breadth of family medicine, if that can be overwhelming to you, that there are pockets, if you find things within it that you really love.
Absolutely.
And I think that's something we really have tried to stress in the podcast, in the Office of Student Affairs, is your career is what you make it. Mm-hmm. So, awesome. Well, is there anything that we haven't touched on today, advice for students, something you want them to know about, something that you want to share with them that we haven't gotten to?
So whenever you are on your journey of picking the field that you want to go into, I think the biggest advice that I had was kind of like what I alluded to a little bit earlier, was spending that time with people in that field and just seeing who you feel very most welcome with and who you can fit along with. Residency and the career of medicine is hard enough as it is. So you want to be able to build those bonds and those friendships and those relationships to have lifelong and make it fun so it's not a job for you.
Yeah. Awesome. Dr. Jones, thank you so much for being with us today. Our students and our listeners will really enjoy hearing your wisdom and your joy. And for all our listeners out there, we will catch you next time on our next episode of Our Story. We'll be right back.